Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin has addressed his country's Victory Day parade in Moscow's Red Square Tuesday, claiming a real war has been unleashed against Russia, a reference to the war in Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Putin says today the civilization is once again at a decisive turning point. A real war has been unleashed against our motherland, but we have rebuffed international terrorism, and we'll protect residents of the Donbas, and we will ensure our security. Putin welcomes soldiers fighting in Ukraine who were present at the parade. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meanwhile, in Kyiv Tuesday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made her latest visit to Ukraine to express their European solidarity with the nation. Speaking in the capital, Kyiv, von der Leyen said Russia's attack on Ukraine was done out of fear of the nation's freedom and its bonds with Europe.
But the aggressor has already dramatically failed. Ukraine has resisted the attack and is fighting back successfully. And why that? First and foremost, because as a free society, Ukraine can count on the unquenchable bravery of its million women and men.
The EU leader's visit falls on Europe Day, which Ukraine adopted as its own Monday, underlying its ambition to join Western institutions. Ukraine applied to join the EU last year following Russia's invasion. Hours before Putin's speech in Moscow, Russian forces attacked Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with a barrage of missiles. Ukrainian officials said the country's air defense systems destroyed most of the missiles and there were no casualties or major damage reported. This is VOA News. A Saudi official has told the French news agency AFP that ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia between Sudan's warring generals have yielded no major progress so far, dampening hopes for a quick end to the fighting in the North African nation. Representatives for the two warring generals, Sudan's army chief Abdel Fattah el-Burhan and his former deputy turned rival Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, have been in the Red Sea coastal city of Jeddah since Saturday for meetings that U.S. and Saudi officials have described as pre-negotiation talks. Meanwhile, UN officials report the conflict has taken a massive humanitarian toll. Speaking remotely to a news briefing in Geneva, International Organization for Migration spokesman Paul Dillon said Tuesday the number of people driven from their homes by the fighting has more than doubled in a week.
Now, more than 700,000 people are now internally displaced by the fighting, which began on the 15th of April, according to this latest data.
Jury deliberations are scheduled to begin Tuesday in the civil trial in New York City for former U.S. President Donald Trump. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in 1996, left court yesterday with a smile on her face but without commenting.
How are you feeling, Ms. Carroll?
In closing arguments, Carroll's lawyer reminded jurors of Trump's notorious comments from an Access Hollywood video where he said celebrities can grab women between the legs without asking and that the former president never came to the courtroom to refute it. Trump's lawyer told jurors Carroll's story is too far-fetched to be believed. He said she made it up to sell a 2019 memoir. If jurors side with Carroll, she can be awarded damages. Julie Walker, New York.
Police in Texas say they believe the suspected shooter in the Dallas area attack on a shopping mall may embrace far-right extremist views. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
An official who wants to remain anonymous tells the Associated Press that social media accounts believed to have been used by 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia appear to have expressed an interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. Garcia was wearing a patch that read RWDS, short for Right Wing Death Squad. It's a phrase that has been embraced in recent years by far-right extremists who glorify violence against their political enemies. One group that has adopted the term is the Proud Boys. Smaller groups that participated in the white nationalist Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August 2017 were named Right Wing Death Squad.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.